My name's Tom Witt. I just want to teach you one little piece of music before we worship, and you'll see on both the balconies there's a little chant that we'll sing in the middle of our worship service. And let me sing half of it, and you can sing it back. One God created all that is, one earth all creatures share. Sing that.
One God created all that is, one earth all creatures share. One holy ground of love unites all people everywhere. One holy ground of love unites all people everywhere.
Lovely.
Welcome to Vespers, everyone.
Let me also extend my welcome to Vespers. My name is Emily, and I serve the village as pastor. Tonight, as we begin our Living Liturgy Conference, we will celebrate with movement and story. You will want to mark your Gather hymnal on page or number 342. The Gather is the dark blue hardcover. You'll want to keep that page because we will open our worship with that hymn, and we will also close our worship. The choir will sing verse 1, and we are invited to join them in verses 2 through 4 at the beginning of our worship time, and then verses 5 and 6 will be sung at the close of worship. Let's take a moment as we prepare.
Psalm 148. Hallelujah. Praise God from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise God, all you angels. Praise God, all you multitudes in heaven. Praise God, sun and moon. Praise God, all you shining stars. Praise God, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Most High. For God commanded and they were created. God established them forever and ever. God fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise God from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling God's command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, royalty and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of God. For God's name alone is exalted. God's glory is above earth and heaven. God has raised up a horn for God's people. Praise for all the faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to God. Hallelujah.
It's our time. In the beginning was the dream, and the dream was with God, and the dream was God. The dream was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the dream, and without it, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in the dream was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. In the beginning, around 15 billion years ago, God created energy and light. And out of the ultimate mystery of God, the universe was dreamed into being. A primordial flaring forth of stupendous creative energy began. Billion years ago, God's energy creates hydrogen and helium in huge clouds, becoming billions of galaxies pinwheeling through space. The primal stars condense and form in these whirling clouds elements essential for future life: carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, sulfur. Five billion years ago, in the Milky Way galaxy, God's mysterious energy creates new stars, brown, blue, yellow, and red. Our mother star collapses in a flash of brilliance as the supernova produces elements like copper, magnesium, and titanium for future diversity. Four point five billion years ago, the solar system takes form as a community. Our star, the sun, is born. Gases of elements churning around the sun condense and create nine planets which spin around the sun. One is planet Earth. 4.1 billion years ago, the Earth, a privileged planet, solidifies and cools. Only Earth has solid land masses, liquid oceans, and a gaseous atmosphere. There is no oxygen in the air. Four billion years ago, life awakens on Earth. The first cells appear. God's process creates a chemistry which lets cells take energy from molecules to live. A molecular memory, DNA, is created in cells. The continuity of life begins. God creates a process of mutation to change the molecular memory so life can diversify. Ago, cells emerge which make their own food using sun's energy and air's carbon. Photosynthesis, the basis of life, begins. Oxygen is released to air and carbon dioxide is removed. Two billion years ago, Earth's life has created an oxygen atmosphere. God's process creates a new cell, the eukaryote cell, able to survive toxic oxygen and to use it for respiration energy. One billion years ago, God's cells diversify. Some cells eat other cells. A new complexity arises. Predators and prey evolve together. Seven hundred million years ago, the first multicellular organisms appear. Cells differentiate within the whole to share different tasks. Creativity expands rapidly. Forms diversify. Protective shells are made with calcium. 510 million years ago, the first fish forms emerge, their backbones protecting a nervous system. 425 million years ago, the first life leaves the land as plants living near the water. 370 million years ago, the first insects emerge. Amphibians with lungs come up on the land, yet lay eggs in water. Trees develop. $235 million ago, dinosaurs roam the earth. Flowers appear. $210 million ago, continents break and drift apart. The Atlantic Ocean is formed. $110 million ago, the first placental mammals emerge. The young are fed milk. $40 million ago, major types of mammals are present. Grass spreads across the land. $25 million ago, whales appear. $3.3 million ago, the current ice age begins. $2.6 million years ago, the earliest humanoid types develop in Africa. 40,000 years ago, modern Homo sapiens emerge, developing the earliest language, ritual burial, clothing, and shelter. Human-formed fire is discovered. 10,000 years ago, early cultivation of plants and animals begins. Humans form settlements in Africa, Asia, and the Americas. Musical instruments and bows and arrows come into use. 5,200 years ago, the age of chronic warfare begins. 3,200 years ago, the exodus of Israel from Egypt occurs. It is the age of the rise of great civilizations. 2,500 years ago, Confucius lives in China, Buddha lives in India. 2,000 years ago, Jesus lives and teaches throughout Judea. 400 years ago, European powers invade and colonize other continents, uprooting indigenous people and taking their land. Slave trades and migrations occur. 200 years ago, the period of revolutions, social, scientific, and industrial, all shaping our age. 65 years ago, humans learn of an expanding universe and the interior of the atom. 45 years ago, Watson and Crick published the structure of DNA, the genetic material of life. 30 years ago, humans see the Earth as a whole from space for the first time. They begin to scientifically understand their place in nature by scientifically understanding how the Earth community works. Today, all humans can know their common origin story with the entire Earth community. God's creative process continues with humans and the Earth community.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, fashioner and sustainer of all that is, we praise you for your beautiful creation, for diversity and harmony, for expansion and unity, for the marvels of the cosmos and the amazing details of the atom. We join with all creation in singing your praises. Hear us and help us to honor you with all that we do in relation to one another and your created world. In the name of the one who came to live among us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.